Module 9, Overcoming Roadblocks. It is common to encounter roadblocks during the coaching process. Roadblocks manifest in many different forms. Roadblocks, however, should not spell an end to the coaching process. You should expect roadblocks to occur. It is natural for it to happen because we are expecting behavior change, which that in and of itself is a task for your employee. In this module, we will discuss ways to overcome roadblocks. Some of the things you will learn are identifying common roadblocks, reevaluate goals, and focus on process. Roadblocks are not dead ends. They are warning signs that will help you identify when you need to intervene and get your employee back on track. Common obstacles. Coaching takes two people to accomplish. The manager must be just as engaged as the employee. Lack of zeal and honesty creates roadblocks that will hinder your employee's ability to reach their goals. Here are some common obstacles we as managers create. Do not have enough time to coach properly. Lack of confidence in coaching. Fear of confrontation. Feels awkward. Fear of failure in coaching. Afraid employee will not respond. Now, from the employee's perspective, here are some common obstacles they may encounter. Home and life issues are blocking progress. Fear of losing their job. Lack of confidence reaching the goal. Denial there is anything wrong. Or relationship with the coach. Obstacles come in many different forms. However, the root of the obstacles typically come from a personal deficiency in their life situation. Maslow's theory of needs outlines basic needs we all must have in order to reach higher order needs. Here's a brief overview of the needs. Physical need, safety need, social need, esteem need, growth need. The basics of all needs are the physical and safety needs. If a person is lacking in either of these areas, they will find it difficult to progress further into the higher needs. For example, if you know your employee is having issues at home, their physical or safety need may be at risk, creating an obstacle to reaching a goal, which is a higher order need. When faced with a needs issue, try your best to acknowledge the need and guide them to a qualified resource to assist them with the issue. Let us look at how to reevaluate goals and realign the employee back to achieving the goal. Reevaluating goals. As time passes from the original coaching session, you want to check in on your employee and see where they are at in respect to the goal that was set. It is at this point where you may want to reevaluate the goal and determine if it is still SMART. There are several things you want to take into consideration when reevaluating goals. First, reevaluating does not mean that you have to change it. Reevaluating is an opportunity to check on the goal and to determine how your employee is doing in achieving this goal. Here are some steps you want to take when reevaluating a goal. Revisit the starting point. You want to review where you began. This way, you are able to see if progress has been made and your employee is moving towards the goal. Determine what has been accomplished. Look at what the current performance level is and compare it to the other starting point determined earlier. Review the amount of time left in respect to the goal date. You want to see if the amount of improvement is aligned with how much time has passed or how much time is left before the goal date is reached. Determine if the time remaining before the goal date is adequate to fulfill the goal. Here you want to see if there is still enough time to improve and reach the goal. Focusing on progress. If you find yourself with an employee struggling with reaching their goals, you may be tempted to pull them over and discuss how they are missing the mark and the related consequences. Focusing on the negative aspects will only create more obstacles. Remember the hierarchy of needs mentioned earlier? Well, if you start making the coaching session feel more negative, the employee may feel that their job is threatened. If this happens, they will become more fearful, and this adds to the roadblocks. Instead of focusing on the negatives, focus on the progress. Tell your employee that you see progress and that you believe that they are able to make their goals. Speaking positively expands the employee's belief about themselves. Use encouraging phrases like the ones here. I know you are not quite there yet, but you managed to improve this much in a short amount of time. Your progress is steady and you are showing promise that you will reach your goal. You showed a definite improvement since our last discussion. I am confident you are going to hit this goal. It is easy to speak into the positive aspects of progress. The benefits of focusing on progress could reap the following. Increased communication between you and your employee. Case study. Bob knew that as a coach, he and the employee he works with may face obstacles. Upon first meeting Rory, Bob had feelings of doubt in his ability to coach him. Regardless, Bob continued without a hitch. Rory and Bob developed a good relationship. Bob eventually had to reevaluate the goals that he and Rory had originally made. He found that while Rory was making progress, he was not making the progress in a timely fashion. After a few adjustments to their original options, they came to a solution that continued Rory's progress and allowed him to reach his goal in time. Bob also gained confidence in himself as a coach.